Good morning. Big changes took place overnight across interior New York and New England. With a cold front passing by, we had a quick shower in a few spots, but the thing you'll notice more than anything is all that humidity that built up over the last few days has been shoved out into eastern New England and over the open Atlantic. As a result, we'll have a drier and much more comfortable and cooler day today, with a return to a nice deep blue sky and plenty of sunshine. High temperatures will reach into the upper 60s and lower 70s on average. As we get into the afternoon, the wind will gust at times up to 20 miles per hour. The wind will ease up after sunset tonight, and with a clear sky, temperatures will drop off more dramatically towards seasonal levels, with overnight lows back into the lower and middle 40s. So a cooler start by tomorrow morning, but a nice afternoon. Again, plenty of sunshine around and highs averaging in the mid-60s. A disturbance in this northwest wind flow will swing through the Great Lakes and into our region on Friday night and into early Saturday morning. It'll be accompanied by a few light rain showers, which could wet the ground and last into the first few hours of Saturday morning before sweeping to the east. The rest of Saturday will spend with increasing sunshine, a continuation of that northwest breeze, and cool temperatures with highs even a bit below normal and only managing to get into the upper 50s and lower 60s. High pressure will build in thereafter and provide us with a stretch of gorgeous early autumn weather. Lots of sunshine, a nice blue sky on Sunday, low humidity, highs bouncing back to the mid-60s, and then into the lower 70s with sunshine on Monday, and from there we'll head into the mid-70s through the middle part of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, flash flood watches and warnings remain in effect for parts of south central Texas, where heavy rain has been falling this week. An additional 1 to 2 inches of rain is possible in the area just south and west of San Antonio. Meanwhile, winter weather advisories are out for the Colorado Rockies above 10,000 feet. 4 to 8 inches of snow likely in Vail, Aspen, and Telluride. And the National Hurricane Center continues to issue advisories on Tropical Storm Maria, located about 275 miles east-northeast of Cape Hatteras, North Carolina. Maria is moving toward the east-northeast near 8 miles per hour, and the storm is expected to accelerate eastward through tonight. A turn back toward the east-northeast with an additional increase in forward speed is expected tomorrow. On the forecast track, Maria will move away from the U.S. East Coast and pass well to the south of Atlantic Canada during the next couple of days. Maximum sustained winds have decreased to near 70 miles per hour with higher gusts. Little change in strength is forecast during the next 2 days. The Hurricane Center is also tracking Hurricane Lee over the open waters of the Central Atlantic about 445 miles east of Bermuda. Lee has 110-mile-per-hour winds and is moving to the north at 9. A faster motion toward the north-northeast or northeast is expected to begin later today. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog, 43 degrees, with a west-northwest wind at 52 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 16 degrees. In Albany on the hour, partly cloudy skies and 63 degrees, the dew point 52, 68% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 13 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.84 inches, and it is rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 99 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 16 at Bodie State Park in California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, sunny and breezy, lower 80s. Boston, sunny, breezy, lower 70s. And in Buffalo, partly sunny, with highs in the lower 60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 89 degrees, a new record. 64 was the low, the average temperature 77, that's 20 degrees above normal. A trace of precipitation just before midnight yesterday, leaving us at 2.57 inches for the month and 34.37 inches for the year, which is 5.28 inches above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 67 degrees, the average low, 46. The record high, 83, set in 2014 and in 1959, and the record low, 24, in 1947. Sunrise this morning was at 6:49 a.m., sunset this evening, 6:41 p.m., 11 hours and 52 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny, breezy, and much cooler today, with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Mostly clear tonight, with lows in the lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny, breezy, cooler today, with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Mostly clear tonight, with lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny and breezy, much cooler today, with highs in the upper 60s. Mostly clear tonight, with lows in the lower to mid 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny, breezy, and much cooler today, with highs in the upper 60s. Mostly clear tonight, with lows in the lower to mid 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny, breezy, and much cooler today, with highs in the lower 70s. Mostly clear tonight, with lows in the mid-40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine giving way to some high clouds late in the day, mid-60s. Some rain showers Friday late at night into early Saturday morning. Then increasing sunshine and cool Saturday afternoon, lower 60s. Sunny, pleasant, mid-60s Sunday. Sunny, milder Monday, lower 70s. Lower to mid-70s with sunshine on Tuesday. And a mix of sun and clouds in the mid-70s on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.